Blog Talk Radio.
Somebody lift your hand as we celebrate the greatness of our God. He's great and he's greatly to be praised. Song that says this: our God is awesome. He can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. Come on, our God is awesome. He heals me when I'm broken. His strength where I've been weak. Forever he'll reign. Come on, say, my God is awesome.
Good evening. This is Mary Hollis, the director of the Next Chapter Widow Ministry, a ministry in embracing widows. Our scripture read is 1 Timothy 5:3. Honor widows that are widows indeed. I hope everyone is doing okay tonight. Well, tonight I have a guest that will be discussing a special topic with me tonight is Miss Mandy Walker. We will be talking about grace, receiving the grace of God. We first want to discuss a scripture that relates to grace. And I'm going to be talking, I'm quoting it from the King James Version. My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Miss Mandy, will you read your version?
Yes. Corinthians, say it again, Mary. I can hear you.
I'm not hearing you so clearly, so could you speak a little louder?
Okay. 2 Corinthians. Verse, it says, but the Lord said unto me, my grace is enough for you. When you were weak, my grace and my power is made perfect in you. So I am very happy to bring about my weakness. Then Christ's power can live in me. Amen.
Amen. Yes.
Amen.
It's amazing. If we just be surrender to God and just allow God to supply our needs, because it's saying grace is sufficient.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm. So it's letting us know right here that we don't need to want for anything. I'm going to continue to read on about grace. Grace is the moment the flower blooms, the subtle harmony from a musical instrument, the sweet breeze of autumn, a relaxed breath. Grace happens when you let go and open the door of your soul to God's guidance. Miss Mandy, how do you open the doors of your soul and allow grace and God to work through you?
When I open the doors of my soul, I turn to God with all the belief that I have and knowing that whatever I ask God for and believe it and don't doubt it, he will do it. And he also told us in his word, his grace is sufficient. So whatever we need, the key word is to have faith and believe it, and you will receive his reward and his blessings. But you got to have that belief and knowing that God never fails us. Amen.
Yes, he will not fail. Grace arrives as effortlessly as the falling leaves when we stop trying to figure things out ourselves and just let God work through us. how do you, sometimes I know I try to figure things out for myself. How about you, Miss Mandy?
I have on numerous occasions, whenever a problem comes up in my life or whenever I'm not feeling well, I feel that I can handle this. You know, I know what to do. I take it upon myself to try to give the answers that I should be waiting patiently on God and letting him answer it first. You know, Satan will get in there and he'll make us think that we can do it, but we have to rebuke that spirit and turn to God and know that God said in his word, my grace is sufficient. And if we turn it over to God and don't try to do it ourselves, we will win every time. Because God is all that we need. And we love him and we trust him and we have to obey his word.
Let
Amen.
Me tell you a story about me when I was much younger. And
yeah.
You know I'm a Taurus.
So am I.
Yeah. We are stubborn. We are impatient. And we like to do things and be in control.
Yes.
So when I was much younger, I always wanted to take charge. I didn't want to wait on God. I wanted to figure things out. I wanted to do things now instead of later. Had no patience whatsoever. But as I got older, I got wiser, and my faith got stronger. And I learned also how to have patience.
Yes.
So I was able to allow God to figure things out for me. And now I depend on him for everything. Even the little things. I'm at work and I'm trying to figure something out at work. I just say, God, please, please help me figure this out. Please help me. And I know he gets tired and says, why don't you try to figure this out yourself? Sometimes I go to the supermarket, I ask him, can you please help me get, not to spend too much money? I ask him about everything. So, but that's what he wants us to do. He wants us to help us with whatever needs or problems we may have. So now I have a habit of asking him to me too much. But just like you said, his grace is sufficient.
Grace is sufficient.
Yes. And guess what? Look at this.
Uh-huh.
You don't need anything to earn grace.
Right.
You don't have to pay him money. You don't have to get a job to pay for grace. Grace is just free. It's you don't have to earn anything, do anything to earn grace. And that's wonderful to have a God where he just gives it to you.
Amen.
All you have to do is surrender to him. Grace is the touch of God letting you know that at any time you can start over again.
Amen.
That he can make you over again. I'm going to tell a story about the drug dealer, but I'm going to go over the scripture, and Miss Mandy's going to read her scripture as well. I want to talk about the movie I saw this weekend about the drug dealer.
Mm-hmm.
He will make you over again. That's what it's saying. You can start over at any time. I'm going to read from Psalms 51, 7 through 10. And that's coming from the King James Version. It says, purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sins, and blunt out all my iniquity. Create me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me.
Mm-hmm.
Read your version, Miss Mandy.
My version, coming from the Odyssey Bible, it says, take away my sins, and I will be clean. Wash me, and I will be whiter than snow. Make me hear sounds of joy and gladness. Let the bones you crushed be happy again. Turn your face from my sins. Wipe out all my guilt. And then it says in 10, create in me a pure heart, God. make my spirit right again. And he will. All we have to do is keep that faith in him, believe in him, and trust in him, and he will do just what he said. He will make everything right. All we have to do is surrender to him and be honest in our hearts and let him know that we love him, we believe him, and we're going to do just what he said, and he will reward us for that.
Yes, we're going to believe him and also trust in him.
Trust him. Yes, Lord.
Yes. It's simple. It's very simple that we can start at any time in our lives and give and surrender to him. That is so amazing.
Yes,
and,
yes it
is. I mean, know that you got a God like that, that is willing to renew you, cleanse your body, and make you whole again. You become a new creature in Christ.
Yes.
But let me tell
Lord.
A story about the movie I saw. I'm not going to tell in all details in case of some of you want to go out and see the movie this coming weekend or whenever. Well, there's a movie out. It's called I Fell in Love with a Church Girl. And this young man was a drug dealer, but he was smart. He was a smart, the way he did the business. The feds try to get information on him, and they could never find enough information on him. He was a smart drug dealer, but he had to. As the movie went on, this girl that he met, she was very involved in church, had a lot of faith, and believed what was in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Because even when they dated, she would not let herself go. He waited until they got married. But anyway, the most important part that I wanted to talk about was when she asked him to go to church with her for the first time, and he said he didn't feel worthy enough to go in the church. But just like we just finished talking about how God will make you, he will purge and he will make you clean again. So during the movie, I'm not going to talk about it anymore, things happened, and he was cleansed, and he became a new creature in Christ. But just that drug dealer, he can do an alcoholic, or whoever you are, just surrender to him, and he will cleanse you, and you become a new creature in Christ.
Yes, Lord.
Let me continue to go on. It is the promise of a new beginning guided by divine love, his divine love. No matter what has happened in the past, you are worthy. So it doesn't matter what you went through. I open my heart to the light of God's grace. Yes, he wants you to open up your heart and allow him to come in. And some of us, we let him in sometimes not all the way, just a little. We don't have that full faith where we allow him to control and let him make decisions for us. Just let him provide for us the way that he wants to bless us in the way that he wants to. But once again, we want to be in control. We want to try to figure things out. But God has already told us that grace is sufficient.
Yes.
And there's another scripture that Miss Mandy, I'm going to let you talk about. Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your disease. It's coming from Mark 5:34. Miss Mandy, I think you wanted to tell the story about the lady with the disease.
Mark 5 and 4. It talks about 34. The later Mark 5 and 34.
34, uh-huh.
Mark 5 and 34. It talks about the lady with the lady had a, she had this disease, and God wants us to worship him. It's called true worship. We have to worship. We have to be truthful when we worship. And with this,
Miss Sandy, maybe you need to talk a little more into the phone because your voice is not as clear.
Okay.
Miss Mandy, are you there? Excuse me, everyone. She had a little problem with her telephone. She will probably be calling back in. But as I go on, there's a couple of other verses from Psalms 51 I would like to read. We read 7 through 10, but let me also read 11 and 12 as well. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Yes, these are the different things that God wants to do in your life. Then it goes on and says, then I will teach transgressions thy way, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God. O God, my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of the righteousness. In these verses, he's telling us what to do. Sometimes we don't want to give in. We don't want to do everything that God wants us to do. We want to be in control. But just like grace, this reading indicates that grace is sufficient. You don't need anything to earn grace. That all you need to do is allow him, open up the door of your soul, and allow grace to come in. Stop trying to figure things out yourself. Just let it be. Let God work through you. Allow his divine love to show in your life. Because once you do that, it's amazing the things that he will allow to happen. Each and every day, he's amazing. He is definitely, just surprising me in the ways that the things that are happening in my life. That expression, this is your season. Yes, I can truly say that this is my season. I was thinking about the length of years that I waited for answers to certain prayers. It was a good 7 years. But those 7 years finally came and went. I kept looking at the date and the things that I asked him, and I couldn't. It seemed like he would never answer my prayer. So when is this going to happen? How long do I have to wait? I asked those questions over and over again. But I must say, this is my season. And I thank God for each and every day that he's showing me my wait was not in vain. The blessing that he's restoring upon me and my family. And I'm just so, every day I just tell him how much I love him. I just can't stop saying I love you because of the things that he is doing in my life. But one of the main things that I did in the last few days is asking him the blessing that he's instilling upon me for me not to make the same mistakes that I made in the past. I made some bad decisions on my finances. I made some bad decisions in other areas as well. And I asked him to give me guidance. Give me the light. Give me the insight. That's what I want to say, insight, to not to make those same mistakes over again. Let me be able to walk in the way that he wants me to. I'm so conscious of not making the same mistake. I know I'm not without sin or mistake, but I want to do better each and every day because to see how much he loves me, he's shown that. Because this season, the things that I mean, I can testify about things that happened to me in the last 60 days. And it just amazed me. And each time I had a question, he made it clear to me what it was all about. When I had doubt in my mind, he gave me the strength and the knowledge to know that I was making the right decision. And also, when I don't make the right decision, yes, he convicts me too. And he will do the same thing for you. Ms. Mandy, I see that you're back on the line. I'm going to try to get you back on the air because I do want you to finish. Ms. Mandy?
Yes.
Ms. Mandy, can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you.
Yes. Okay. Did you want to still talk about the lady with the disease? You have 6 minutes, so you got 4 minutes that you can talk about it. And the last few minutes, I would like to make an announcement.
Yeah, I'm talking out of the book of Mark. It talks about Jesus said to the woman, "Dear woman, you are made well because you believe. Go in peace. You will have no more suffering." He's telling us this. He's given us his word. We already have his word. He's given us his word that whatever we do and whatever we say, we believe and we trust in him. Sometimes we doubt ourselves and we doubt the decisions that we're hearing other people say, but God wants us to take him at his word. He wants us to believe him and trust him and know that everything will be all right because he is that kind of God. He is the one that Satan will come in and he will try to get us off track. But we got to stay on the track with God. We got to believe him. We got to love him and do what God tells us to do. And like you were saying, Mary, we do make mistakes. Sometimes we like to go out of our way. Sometimes we try to even get ahead of God, trying to know what he has to answer for us. But we have to humble ourselves. We have to want to do what God say do. And he will do everything that we ask him. If we believe, God have a charge for us. He will do this for us if we do that. And his word for us is to obey his word, pray and trust him. And this, I want you to know out there in radio land, prayer is the key that unlocks all the doors. So I want you to today pray and obey. Tomorrow obey and pray. Because God will answer prayer. If you believe it, you will receive it. In the name of Jesus. The woman that we were talking about, the woman who had been bleeding for the past 12 years, she has suffered so very much. And many of the doctors tried to help her. She had spent all her money, but nothing had happened. But what she had to do, she had to believe. turn herself totally over to God. She was getting worse. The more she went, the more the doctors couldn't do her any good. But she had the healer right there in her hands. All she had to do was believe it. And this is where we are today. When the woman heard about Jesus, she followed him with the people and touched his coat. And that woman thought, if I can even touch his coat, that will be enough to heal me. And you know what, my audience? That is faith. When she touched his coat, the bleeding stopped. She could feel her body that was healed. And when God heals us, we can feel it. What to do is trust him and completely give our life to him. Because he said in his word, he's coming back, and he's coming back for a church without a spot or a wrinkle. And we want to be in that number when he comes. Children, obey God in the name of Jesus. And I thank you for having the opportunity to share with you a few of the things that God has for his people to do. Amen.
Okay. Thank you so much, Miss Mandy, for joining me tonight. And joining and talking about grace. Grace is sufficient. We only have a few more minutes, but I did want to make acknowledgement about two of our faithful servants, caller, and also one of our Mama Davis, Sheila's mother. She is turning 80 years old this coming weekend.
Wow.
Yes, she is celebrating her 80th birthday, and I am going to Maryland to attend that wonderful occasion, and I'm excited for her. This is a blessing to be able to be 80 years old, and also she still drives and take care of herself. So that's a wonderful blessing. So we want to wish her happy birthday and pray for traveling and mercy for Sheila, her daughter, myself, and everybody else who will be coming to help her celebrate that wonderful occasion.
Yes.
Also, for us to be in prayer for our, she calls every night. She's not on here tonight only because she's in the hospital. Martha Jefferson has been in the hospital for the last week. And I spoke to her earlier. She said they were trying to get her medicine together so she could be released tonight. But if she's not, we hope that she will be able to come out tomorrow. And she had a procedure done. It was a procedure that will strengthen her heart. She's having problems with her heart. And we are hoping and praying that God will heal her heart and make her whole again. And that ends our. Let me make one more announcement. This is about. We have a couple more minutes. Starting next month, we hope that we will get it ready next month. That we will be able to go to 10 o'clock. Also, we will be on Facebook. We're going to have one of our members to. Sign us up to be on Facebook as well. So we're trying to make some changes. We're going to have some different music on. I'm going to have a new face on. So all of the things done sometime next month. So just pray for the next chapter, the blog talk show, Martha Jefferson, Mama Davis, and just be in prayer for all of the widows and each other each week, because we all have some trials and tribulations, but we know God is able because he told us that grace is sufficient.
Yes.
Be blessed. Tune in again next week, same time, from 11 to 11:30 p.m. Be blessed and have a great week.
Thank you, Mary. God bless you.
Thank you so much, Miss Mandy. You're always willing and able.
Thank you. Yes.
Thank
Lord.
You.
Thank you.
Be
God
blessed.
Bless you now. Yes. Good night.
Next time you're riding down the road in your car, sing this to the Lord. You'll get where you're going much faster. Come. Next time you're riding down the road in your car, sing this to the Lord. You'll get where you're going much faster. Come. Let us.
Kneel down before him.
Worship and adore him.
Worship and adore him.
Come on, say it again.
Come.
Let us.
Come, let us adore him.
Kneel down before him. In your presence, Lord, worship. Tell me, say,
Emmanuel.
Come on and say, Emmanuel. To praise the meeting in the midst of a trial. Come. Let us.
Come, let us adore him.
No matter what's going on in your life, you got to know how to give him a sacrifice of praise. Now I know you know the song by now. Come. Let us adore him.
Kneel down before him.
He's the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Come on, say Emmanuel.
Emmanuel.
I like that. Emmanuel. He's my Redeemer. He's my Savior. Thank you, Lord.